Good morning, everybody. Yes, will you stay forever young? Good morning to all of you. Thanks for tuning in today to Gesundheit with Jacobus. It's an absolute pleasure to have Rudy Dragoni with me on the show. He and I, we have been playing phone tag for quite a while, and then we lost contact, and then I said, I got to get him back on, because I've heard so many good stories about him sharing information with others about a passion that he has for explaining hormones, explaining cortisol, explaining estrogen, testosterone, thyroid hormones, also adrenaline, cortisol. There is so much that we don't know and don't understand. And I have gotten into this since May of 2015, when I originally learned it from Dr. Michael Platt. But Rudy is somebody who also has such an amazing story to tell and so much great information. And I really hope that you have time to listen today to the whole show, because you're going to learn a lot. And I have a feeling that we're going to be talking more with him, because this is, as he said, he can actually stand in front of behind a microphone and talk for 10 hours straight about this topic. So this is not going to be enough time for him, only 3 hours. So, Rudy, thank you so much for being here today. Good morning to you.
And thank you again.
Yeah, you bet. And I tell you that I am really, your story that you started talking about your dad, we had to go to a heartbreak. I'm so sorry for that.
No, it's okay.
You were explaining that the doctor said, if you take him home, well, we think he should have triple bypass surgery. If anything happens to him, it's on you. And then you said you went back to your dad and you started explaining things to your dad.
Right. What happened was they said to me it was quadruple bypass.
Oh, quadruple. Sorry.
Yeah. And they said, if you take him out of here, he'll strain going to the bathroom and he'll die and it'll be your fault. So they scare you into doing whatever it is they want to do.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I really like doctors. Most of my friends are doctors. But there are some that are, you know, they have a God complex. And I have a problem with that. Okay.
Yes.
I have a problem with breaking open the chest with someone that had problems like my dad did. And
yes.
They don't look, they say, I can solve this problem. They don't see the all of the problems they create. But anyway, I went to my dad while he was still on the gurney, right out of the angiogram. And I said to him, I said, Dad, you know, this and this and this is happening. And he pretty much said to me again that his mother died at 24, his father died at 58. And he thought that at 65, maybe it was his turn to go. And I yelled at him and I said, no, because, you know, we should fight for every single second that we have to live. We have to fight, okay? This is a gift that is given to us, this life from God. And he turned to me and he said, I put my life in your hands. And I took him back to Arizona, okay? And he didn't have the quadruple bypass. But there were so many other good doctors that I talked to. And they did chelation therapy, and we did colon cleansing, and we did vitamin therapy, and we did a whole slew of other therapies, including hormones.
Yes.
And increasing his testosterone has been shown to increase blood perfusion to the heart by almost 57%.
Yes.
Okay. And after 2.5 months of all of this therapy, the man who couldn't walk 2 blocks without getting chest pains, him and I went up a mountain in Arizona.
Wow.
And he was carrying 2 2-liter bottles of water.
Wow.
And we got to a spot in the mountain that's called, at the time was called Squaw Peak. There's a 0.75 mile marker. There's a piece that goes straight up.
Wow.
And he looked at me and he goes, I could make it. And he goes, but I'm scared that if we go up and I fall and I break something, you're going to have to carry me all the way down. So we came back down to the mountain, and I had an old police cruiser at the time, and I see him fiddling with his fingers and he's looking down, and I grab him by the shoulder and I say, Pop, I go, what's the matter? And he looked me right in the eye and he said to me, he goes, thank you for saving my life.
Wow.
And when he said that to me, a chill came over me, almost like I was touched, you know, by something better than myself.
Yeah.
And I knew then that I had to spread the word, that I had to tell people that there's hope, that there are other things that we can do, and you have to fight. You have to fight for your life.
Yeah.
You can't just go in and say, okay, I surrender all of my power to anybody. And no matter how good the specialist is, you need to find information for yourself.
Yeah.
And there's always things in health food stores, and I praise people that own health food stores. Mm. I lecture at health food stores, talking to people, letting them know of all these different alternatives.
Yeah.
But you guys are on the front line. Because, see, there'll be some people that have cancer, okay?
Yeah.
And they don't know they have cancer. We all make cancer every day and certain cells. But if you have a good immune system, that immune system destroys that cancer. And how do we get better? Some people feel, oh, my God, I feel terrible. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm sluggish. And what do? They go to a health food store, and they start juicing, and they start taking vitamins, or they start taking the right food. And as they do those things, what happens? They reinforce their immune system and probably kill a little cancer that they didn't even ever know that they had it. And this happens probably on an everyday basis.
Yes.
And no one knows about it. No one's talking about it. So it's important that we get to the nuts of this and be able to say, hey, there are certain things that you can do to feel better. With that being said, I wrote this, you know, I wrote one book about, it was just like a transcript of one of my lectures, and then I put in a couple of pearls of how it can help doctors, help patients, and then I wrote another book on progesterone, putting in, again, pearls that I felt that would help people, okay, to understand these things.
Yes.
And then someone came to me and said, Rudy, what you need to do is you need to write an outline. And this outline, so that simple people could be able to read it and understand where they have to start. Because the big thing is you go to a doctor and you, again, surrender your power. And some of them, if they don't know what's going on or they don't understand hormones the way that can be understood, they just say, just do this. And if you learn enough about it, you can get a little backbone and say, hey, even though I'm in the normal range, I don't feel well. Mm. How about pushing me to the higher part of the normal range to get the benefits that I'm looking for?
That's great. Yes.
And that's what has to be done. So with that being said, how do we do this? How do we get people to understand and how do they start to be able to feel better? The biggest thing that I say, number one problem is clean the liver. You have to clean the liver.
I see.
And you can check. There is a way for you to be able to check what kind of status your liver has. There's enzymes like ALP, AST, SGOT, SGPT, all these things that are blood tests. But the simple way is to look at your fingernails. If you look at the cuticle where your fingernails are, especially in the thumb, everybody can look at their thumbs right now, and you'll see whenever I give a lecture, there's, you know, 100 people there, 100 people start staring at their fingers, and they see that it looks like a sunrise or a moonrise.
Yeah.
They're called lumen, the little white part right next to the cuticle.
Yeah.
Those act like a gas gauge in your car, okay? The more lumen you have on your fingers, the better your liver function is. Why? How does this translate from one to the other? When your liver is clean and it doesn't have any toxins and it's not overburdened by having to do too much work, it can make nutritious things that will feed the body. And as it does that and removes toxins, certain parts of your body get healthy and grow. Since your fingers are far away from your liver, fingers and toes, what you see is that as you get more and more burden on the liver, the lumen start to go away because they become unhealthy.
I see.
And as you clean the liver, more and more lumen appears. So if you have all 10 fingers that have a little lumen there or a little sunrise on the cuticle, your liver's pretty healthy. And if you check it, you'll see that the liver enzymes are low. The levels for liver enzymes actually say 0 to 25, 0 to 45 as a range. How could you have 0? If you have zero, that means you're pretty darn healthy.
Okay, uh-huh.
and your lumen are very, very healthy as well. Mm-hmm. So I've seen a lot of people with, you know, very low liver enzymes and are very healthy. I've seen people that have come to me in their 70s and 80s that have brown spots, and they say, oh, those are liver spots because of the sun. And they're riddled with them on every arm. And when we clean their liver, all of a sudden those liver spots disappear.
Yeah, they go away.
They go away, okay? So even in their 80s, they go away. And they say to me, well, it's old skin. I go, no, it's because your liver has a toxic load on it. And if you can remove the toxic load, the better you are.
Yes.
They go, so if you look at a young person, their liver is clean. And I say, well, a liver is like a juggler. When you're young, you only have two balls to juggle, and the juggler can do it with no problem.
Right.
As you get older, you start getting more and more toxic load onto the liver, and I'll explain how that works, and you get more and more balls. So when you're at six balls, juggling six balls, one of them falls, okay, and it settles on the skin, and you create brown spots. And one of them falls, and all of a sudden, it can't send the nutritious things it needs to the lumen, and the lumen start to get weaker and weaker. So as we see this, as we know this, okay, what can we do to remove the liver load? There's something called hepatic biliary circulation. And I'll tell you a little
story
about
it. Say that again. What was the word?
It's called hepatic biliary circulation.
Oh, hepatic.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hepatic biliary circulation. And what happens is, I'm going to tell you a little story about myself. I was a young kid. I was living in the Bronx, and I was doing errands for a lot of the neighbors, and they would give me, you know, a quarter as a tip and 50 cents as a tip. So I had a couple of dollars, and I went to the fruit stand, and I bought myself 2 pounds of cherries, a huge bag. And I sat on the stoop, and I ate all of the cherries. All 2 pounds.
That's incredible.
and I started throwing up, and I started having diarrhea, and I was sick as a dog, okay? And I had no idea this could happen. And afterwards, every time I bit into a cherry or bit into a plum or bit into an apple, my gums would swell up, my throat would close, and I would have an allergic reaction. And this happened for decades. And I was in my 30s, and a doctor friend of mine said to me, he goes, Rudy, all you need to do is clean your liver. I go, what? He goes, yeah, clean your liver. And if you clean your liver, you're going to see that those things disappear. And he goes, because what's happening is you have these tannins in your blood and in your liver, and they get conjugated, made into a salt. Here's the juggling part, okay?
Yeah.
They get thrown with bile into the intestine, but the intestines have enzymes, and they redissolve it, put it back in the blood, back in the liver. Here's the juggling part, okay? And this is now keeping the liver occupied, doing this over and over and over again for decades.
Yes.
So if you remove those chemicals and clean the liver, then it no longer has to juggle that ball, which allows it to be able to do other things and help you, okay, get healthier. So I said, how do you do that? Those the first thing, and this is the naturopath. The naturopaths are very much advocates of coffee enemas. So one of the things they do is they make organic coffee, and you brew about 6 cups,
yes,
and you introduce it into the colon, hold it about 15 to 20 minutes, and then let it out into the toilet, okay? And that helps. It does 3 things. One, supposedly it removes, and I know it does, okay? It removes the toxins that are found in the colon.
Yeah,
okay?
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Number two, because some toxins will aggregate to the coffee, and they'll be removed. Number two, okay, is it causes the gallbladder to spasm. So in some cases, people have told me that not during the evacuation, but following the next evacuation or the second one afterwards, that they have found fat plugs that were in the bile ducts that have been expelled, okay?
Fat, like fat, like the F from Frank, F-A-T?
Yes, fat.
Fat plugs. Right. Okay, good. Yeah.
Remember that where the bile, bile emulsifies fat.
Yes.
So at where the bile is being released into the duodenum.
Okay? Yeah. And the pancreatic enzymes.
Yeah, there are the bile ducts right there. So at that moment, as it's being released, if there's fat there, it emulsifies it. So look like a little volcano. And over time, what will happen is you can create a plug there, okay? And so if you got a plug there and then the bile, or I should say the gallbladder spasms and releases a lot, the pressure releases the plug.
I see.
People have seen them in their stool. That's the coffee enema. The first thing is that it removes the toxins that are actually physically removed from the colon. The second one, it causes the contraction from the gallbladder, removing the bile plug. Or I should say the fat plug. And then the third thing is that it increases glutathione level. It causes the liver to start making more glutathione. And in some cases, people have said even up to 400%. And you know that glutathione is the best antioxidant that we can have in the body.
Yeah, it's the best water-soluble antioxidant that the body can make.
Yeah, so with that being said, the coffee enema has made a big deal. So the first time, and understand that for me, it was 2 years of not one, not two, not three, but four doctors that have all recommended the same thing independently of each other, saying, you need to do coffee enemas, you need to do coffee enemas. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, I can't see myself doing that, okay?
Yes.
And then finally, I was overweight, I didn't feel well, and I said, I'm going to do it. So I have, it's a two-story house where I live. I walked down the stairs gingerly because I had pain in my knees and pain in my ankles, and I made the coffee, and I went upstairs, and I drew a bath, and I did the enema, and ran down the stairs afterwards because I had no pain.
No way. Just after one of them? I mean,
after
how many did you do?
After the first one, I ran down the stairs, and I looked at it, and I said, how can this be? Now, you have to understand that if you're toxic or you have toxic load, the body equilibrates it. So you have it in your liver, you have it in your blood, you have it in your colon, you have it in your intrathecal areas like your wrists and your ankle.
Yeah.
So if you remove it from the colon, the body's going to say, well, let's take the ones in the blood and put it back in the colon. And then you have a certain amount in the joint, and the joints are going to say, let's move it from the joint into the blood. And once it removes from the joint, then that brings down swelling. If it brings down swelling, all of a sudden, you don't have any pain.
Yes.
So, yes, over time, okay, a day later, the pain came back.
Oh.
A day later, I felt it all over again. Why? Because I had so much in my body that it redistributed itself. And when it redistributed itself, it was back to the same condition.
Yes.
But if you keep doing them, okay, over time, what will happen is you reduce the toxic load. So what happened to me? I followed what they said, which was I did it for three times in the first week, okay, then twice in the second week, then try to follow up with once a week thereafter. And over time, guess what? I can eat cherries again, and my gums doesn't swell up, and I can eat plums again, and my seasonal rhinitis, when I was having, you know, every time that the yellow flowers would come, I would be sneezing, and that went away.
Really?
And I said to myself, this can't be, you know, and I'm still 270 pounds. I'm 5'10", 270 pounds. So, but again, with a flat belly. And so I go, what is going on? And I wanted to learn more. So to me, the most important thing is cleaning the liver. And I said, well, what can we do to be able to clean the liver without having to be as drastic as coffee enemas? Because when you do coffee enemas, you remove magnesium, and you have to replace like 600 milligrams of magnesium every time you do a coffee enema.
Okay.
And you also remove some fat-soluble vitamins, okay? So you have to be weary of all of the fat-soluble vitamins, which is our A, D, E, and K.
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
But what can we do that is not so drastic? And as I'm preaching this, a lady came into the door, and as I was talking to her, I said, look at your lumen. And she had all 10 lumens. And I said to her, I go, okay, what are you doing to clean your liver? And she goes, well, I learned from this other doctor. And you see how it is? It's not that I'm a know-it-all, but you learn from your patients.
Correct.
You learn from the doctors. You learn from, if we're all open to learn a little bit from everybody, you're going to get a lot of information.
You bet.
And when you have a career that spans, you know, I started pharmacy when I was 9 years old, okay, working in a pharmacy. That's 47 years for me.
Yes.
You learn a lot, okay, mm-hmm. and by listening. And she says to me, I have this product, and I'm using this product twice a day, and you're supposed to use it for 90 days. So I looked into it, and it had milk thistle in it. And I saw, oh, wow. So if you use milk thistle, and I started using the product, and milk thistle 300 milligrams with some type of senna laxative or vegetable laxative to be able to get a good movement of the bowel. So I say 3 to 4 bowel movements a day, especially when you're cleansing, is what you should do. Because the milk thistle will throw whatever fat you have or toxins you have in the liver into the intestine. But if you don't want it to be resorbed, you've got to get it out faster.
I see.
So that if you
interesting. That's really interesting. Yes.
So if you increase the movement of your stool and get it out fast enough, 3 to 4 movements, you eat, you have to go to the bathroom. You eat, you have to go to the bathroom. You should be on that cycle. If you do that, then you're going to remove more and more toxins. And as I started doing the milk thistle, I saw that if I had a fatty meal, okay, the day before, they would be fat in my stool.
Yes.
Because I'm removing it, okay? And that's number one. And I looked at it and I said, well, here's another way of being able to clean the liver. Now, why am I so stuck on cleaning the liver? Why am I spending so much time? Liver conjugates hormones. Liver is responsible for the metabolism of hormones. If we're going to have a good metabolism in hormones and a good pathway for the hormones, then we have to have the liver that's unburdened. If the liver is carrying too much burden and we see that there's no white in the fingers, then it may not conjugate the hormones properly. And some people are telling me, oh, I have this problem, I have that problem. And it's not really a hormonal that they're not making enough hormones, but the liver can't conjugate it well. So if we clean the liver, that may be the whole problem. And they don't have to take any hormones.
Wow, that is great. Rudy, we're going to have to take another break. We're at the end of the first hour. I can't believe it. Amazing, amazing story and amazing advice for us. When we come back, I'd like you to repeat the coffee enema recipe. We don't have time for that right now. Folks, you are tuned in to Gesundheit with Jacobus, with, that means me, Jacobus Hollewein. We are on till 11 o'clock, and my guest today is a compounding pharmacist and hormone expert, Rudy Drugoni from Arizona. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back with a lot more information coming your way. So thanks for tuning in.